So we're checking in with unemployed listeners out there. If you're out of work, text us the word TAKE to 69866 and tell us what your plans are today. Specifically, what are you going to do today? Work on your resume? Take a break? What are you going to do if in lieu of a job? First, text the word TAKE to 69866. We talked about this a moment ago with Mike Munger, an economist at Duke University. He is going to be writing something specifically for our website at thetakeaway.org, answering the question, is it time to rethink unemployment benefits? But that's the question we're asking you today as well. Now, when you're speaking about employment, a lot of times one of the issues that comes into that discussion is illegal immigration. Many people say they can't find work because illegal immigrants are stealing American jobs. In response, the United Farm Workers of America is teaming up with a very unlikely ally, Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report. Tomorrow on the show, UFW is offering their jobs to any American who wants to pick berries, plow fields, or jump in as a farm worker. The campaign is called Take Our Jobs. They've signed up. They've created a website, www.takeourjobs.org. You can sign up to be trained. There's a strong warning on the website, though, and I want to read it with Arturo Rodriguez, the president of the United Farm Workers of America, on his way to New York City for his appearance on the Colbert Report. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Celeste?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to read this warning that you have under the I Want to Be a Farm Worker section of your website. Job may include using hand tools such as knives, hoes, shovels. Duties may include tilling the soil, transplanting, weeding, thinning, picking, cutting, sorting, and packing of harvested produce. May set up and operate in irrigation equipment. Work is performed outside in all weather conditions. Summertime, 90-plus degree weather is physically demanding, requiring workers to bend, stoop, lift, and carry up to 50 pounds on a regular basis. You work 6 days a week, but you get overtime after working 10 hours straight in California, right, Arturo?
That's correct. That's the one place where we do get that.
Are people signing up for this?
You know what? We've had about 5,000 people that have actually gone to the website and inquired. And so after that, only a few dozen actually have gone through the process and gotten serious about the job. But three people have gotten a job, but that's nowhere near the amount of people that are needed to really harvest the crops here throughout the United States.
Out of 5,000 people who put in their names, three of them have actually taken a job. Can you tell me, what's the purpose of this campaign? I mean, you're trying to make a point.
Well, definitely. I mean, we want to ensure that the legislators, the members of Congress, know and understand they have not lived up to their responsibility to deal with reforming the immigration laws here in our country. And so we're offering this to them. We've sent a letter to every single one of them that if you think we do not need immigrant farm workers or that we should get rid of immigrant farm workers here in our country, then you should take the job. You should go out there and work. You should understand and really see that these are professionals that are skilled. It's very difficult work, very hard work. And as a result, maybe then you'll go and pass the immigration laws that are needed here in our country, particularly ag jobs that deals directly with agricultural workers, and that we're working with the ag industry here in the United States to make sure that we take care of our workforce.
Okay. It turns out that according to the Labor Department, three out of four farm workers were born outside the country. More than half of them are here illegally. Arturo Rodriguez of the United Farm Workers of America is trying to recruit some Americans to do that backbreaking work. He's the president of the UFW in America, on his way to NYC to appear with Stephen Colbert.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.